Today, we're going to be talking about government contracts for trucking businesses. I am Carwana D, your GovCon coach. I teach small business owners how to get started with government contracts or how to grow their business with government contracts so they can have consistent, sustainable income, get regular paying customers, and get paid top dollars for their business services. And today, I want to share with you government contracting for trucking businesses. So 9 years ago, I stumbled upon this thing that has completely changed my life. And I want you guys to take a serious listen to what I have to say. Look around, right? The world is getting more crazier. It's not, you know, I grew up in the 90s, so the 90s was the best era. You know, we had a lot of resources. You know, we thought about, we were young, but still, at least we knew that there was some type of security for our future. We knew that if we worked for 20 years for somebody else, at least that's what we were told, that we had some type of retirement coming. We knew Social Security was going to be around. At least we thought Social Security was going to be around. A lot of things have changed, right? And so we have to learn to position ourselves to secure our own future, right? We don't know. The government is just giving out all this money. Why? Have you ever thought why? Maybe they're trying to get rid of all that money so they can switch currencies on us or whatever, right? We don't even know what's going on in the world, right? The stimulus checks is cool. I don't even depend on them. I get it or not, I don't care because I'm building my own future and securing my own future. But I wasn't able to do this, you know, several years ago. I wasn't able to do this until I positioned and made the decision to use my business to learn how to generate wealth for the reasons of securing my own future, right? For the reasons of if I go to the bank and they decline me, I can now go cash out on properties and investments on anything that I want. I have that power. And you can have that power too if you don't already have it. You have the ability, if you have a business and you're in business, you have the ability, right, to leverage that business to get the type of lifestyle, the type of future, and to secure your future, whatever it is that you want. And this is getting serious, y'all. It's getting serious. So I am not playing. I didn't play in 2020. I've made a lot of accomplishments in 2020, but who is not playing with me? Like who coming with me? We got to secure our future, y'all. We got children to look out for. We cannot depend on the government. We don't know what's going on in the world. A lot of businesses are closing their doors. But if you understand the way strategically what's going on behind the scenes, especially with the government, they never shut down. They never lose money, right? They're always spending money, right? If you want to really succeed in business over the next decade, you need to learn how to sell your services to the government. So that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about. So 9 years ago, I stumbled upon this one thing that completely changed my life. 9 years ago, right? When I was struggling as a small business owner and did not know, right? Because once you leave your job, once you take that leap of faith, you don't have retirement. You don't have security for the future. And Social Security, as we know, is going to be depleted, right? And we don't know how soon that's going to happen. And so you have to figure out a way to secure your own future. And so 9 years ago, I didn't know what my future was going to look like, you know, and 9 years ago, I was still in the mindset to where I'll get there when I get there and I'll figure it out, you know, somebody going to come save me, right? But now I had to realize that nobody's going to come save you. Nobody's going to come save me. I have to save myself. And so that is when I discovered the $1 trillion secret to government contracts, which has helped me to secure my future, to secure my children's future. We have not a worry, right? And so this is why it's so important for me to share with people, small business owners who look like me, especially minority, especially other women. But it really doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, mixed, confused, does not matter. This can work for any type of business. There's a lot of money being spent. So today, I'm going to share with you all how much money is actually being spent on just trucking services alone. So I call this thing the $1 trillion secret to government contracts, because literally there's multiple trillions of dollars that's being spent every single year. And a huge percentage of that is going to certify small business owners. And a huge percentage of that is going to women and minority and other socioeconomic disadvantaged groups, right? Are you getting your piece of the pie? If you're in business and you identify where any of those statuses, then guess what? There's a pool of money that's waiting for you. It's not an overnight get rich quick scheme, but it takes work, right? But it's there for you, right? You have to be willing to do the work and to stay the race. So over the years, I've helped thousands of business owners get pre-qualified for government contracts, and several others get started with government contracts who are landing contracts this day as small business owners right alongside with me. We're landing those contracts. And so and we're doing that through a simple three-step system that I designed to help small business owners like you jumpstart their success in government. So today I want to share with you three types of contracts that you can land as a trucking business. And I'm going to show you behind the scenes data, information, right? Forecast of the top federal agencies, what they have set aside to spend with trucking companies, right? What you do with that information from there is up to you. We can work together to help you get in position. You can take it and just say, oh, that was good information. But for those of you who know me, I'm showing you this information so that you can be ready to execute and get yourself in position for what's getting ready to happen. Why do you want to help us? Y'all got to secure your own future. I'm securing mine, and I want to help other people secure their own future. All right, so let me see. So today I'm going to share with you three types of contracts that you can land as a trucking business, but the forecast as well of what these government agencies are going to spend in the first quarter. Now, here are the top agencies, because I want to share with you the top agencies and the different types of trucking contracts that you can get. So the type of contracts that you can get are transportation for transportation and warehousing, right? So that's one. There's general freight, whether it's general freight local or general freight long distance. And then there's specialized freight trucking. Okay. And there's a whole bunch of things in between that. Okay. But these are the three main areas. Okay. And then I'm going to take you behind the scenes so you can actually see some of the top paying agencies who have set aside budgets, or just one. This is going to be one of many. This is going to be under the Department of Transportation, one of several agencies that shows you the forecast of what they're going to be spending on trucking services. So one of those agencies is the Federal Highway Administration. Another is a Federal Transit Administration that I'm going to be sharing with you all. We're going to learn about Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, how much money they have on the table for you, as well as the Federal Railroad Administration, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Department of Transportation Administration, as well as Maritime. And that's just some, right? So I want to share my screen with you all. Is that okay? I want to share my screen because I want you to see how much money is on the table for these particular areas: transportation and warehousing, general freight trucking, long distance and local, right? As well as specialized freight trucking. So it doesn't matter what type of truck you have. I'm just going to pick up right where I left off, because I'm going to take you guys behind the scenes to show you exactly how much the government is going to be spending, right? This is just a part of the money, right? It's a whole bigger picture, but I want you to see what's on the table right now, because the numbers are mind blowing. And if you're in a trucking industry, you need to get in position, right? Get in position so that you can get your particular piece of the pie. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. So here we have the three types of trucking industries, like trucking company types of contracts that you can get. You can get contracts for transportation and warehousing. You can get contracts for general freight trucking, right? Whether it's local general freight or long distance general freight, but there's also specialized freight trucking for local and long distance as well. And so for what you're seeing right now is there's a, if you go to acquisition, so there is a site called Acquisitions, right? It kind of shows you the forecast of what the various different federal government agencies are going to be spending in the upcoming year. And they kind of break it down by quarters, right? So now we just begin the first quarter of the new year. And so here we have some of the agencies that I was mentioning here, the Federal Highway Administration. So the FHWA, Federal Highway Administration. So let's just start there, right? So And these are trucking contracts, okay, by the way, Department of Transportation. So this has to do with trucking. Of course, you have to understand how to position yourself to land these contracts in these particular industries. But here we have the Federal Highway Administration in the first quarter for this particular one type of contract. This is one contract. So everything that we're looking at, all these different numbers that I'm going to be looking at, these are all individual different types of contracting opportunities. Okay. So here we have the Federal Highway Administration up to $50 million in the first quarter. That's just one contract. Here's another one that's $2 million to $5 million in the first quarter for business services, various business services. Here we have small business set aside program, right? So if you're a small business enterprise, here's a contract that they're saying we're going to spend between $5 million and $10 million in transportation services, Federal Highway Administration. Here's this set aside program is still in the process of being determined, but here we have $50 million. Here we have $700,000 to $2 million. And it's in construction, because guess what? In construction, there's opportunities for trucking and hauling, takeaway and deliverables and freight and like refrigerator trucks. So it's a lot of money on the table, but you have to understand like positioning. So we have the Federal Highway Administration. We have Merit, right? So Merit is in the first quarter for environmental services, right? So you can get trucking opportunities to help in the environmental industry up to $700,000 in the first quarter on that one particular type of contract. And so we have who are the other agencies? The FMSEA, which stands for Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. They have a contract that's coming up in the first quarter that they haven't released the information yet. Then let's just look at the next page. But there's a lot of information here. So we have sole sources, right? Up to $2 million for management. Anything that you can position yourself to be a part of that particular industry. 8A set aside contracts for business services. We have construction services, education services, construction. Anytime you see construction or trucking, that means there's opportunities for you. But even in some of these other areas, there's opportunities for you because it falls under the Department of Transportation, right? So transportation includes logistics, right? So if you do logistics, there's so many opportunities. And so I just want you to take your time and, you know, go through this site so you can see what's coming up ahead. And this is just one, right? This is just one of many. They have opportunities for, as you can see, coming down the pipeline for women-owned small businesses. They're doing a lot of things on the highways. They have a lot of like millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, as you can see, that's coming down the pipeline for construction. So if you're in trucking, right? You need to think about general contractors. You can do business with general contractors. You can get million-dollar, multi-million-dollar subcontracts with general contractors. Just by looking at this information, it lets you know who the primes are going to be, who to partner with, who's going to be your potential partners, right? Who's this money is going to be earmarked for, and position yourself, right, to get a piece of that particular pie, right? So I wanted to share this information with you because a lot of times, especially currently right now, small business owners are struggling, right? And so basically, there's a lot of money on the table, right? For just about everybody. As you can see, there's set aside programs for women owned businesses. There's going to be small business enterprise set aside contracts. There's going to be sole source. There's going to be stuff set aside for 8A programs. So as you can see, those things that I share about small business certifications and getting yourself certified, like that stuff is real. You know what I mean? And that gives you power. So when you show up with that certification, then guess what? You can get in line for your piece of the pie. Okay. Without that, of course, it's going to be harder. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be harder. And guess what? That is just one agency forecast. And as you can see, there's multiple millions of dollars that's going to be spent. What are you going to do about it? Okay. What are you going to do about it? That's the question. So you can't say, I don't have a chance. There's no resources. There's no opportunities. The opportunities are there. The thing is that this information, which I coined the $1 trillion secret, that information is not publicized anywhere. It's not. You have to have insider's knowledge. And so when I saw this for not only truckers, but several other industries, right? When I saw this, I felt like everybody needs to know that this information exists. If more businesses knew how to position themselves to win and to be a part of these multiple $1 million projects that obviously the government is spending. And the crazy part about it is people are homeless. We have businesses going out of business. We have shortages. You know, people are just, it's like the world is upside down. The world is upside down, but yet the government has all this money that they're spending to build highways and to build the transportation infrastructure. So guess what? So the crazy part about it is, as a small business owner, right, we know that there's money to be had. There's money being spent somewhere, right? So now we have to stop thinking from a place of lack and minimum and no resources to thinking about, oh, this is where the money is going. So let me go position myself. Let me go, okay, so they have it for woman-owned small business set aside. Let me go get that woman-owned small business certification so that I can go get that piece of the pie. Let me go get this small business enterprise certification. So when they put that out, and it is happening right now, it's already out, right? It's already happening, right? So, but when they make it public and live and I actually see the contracts, now I have my power to go say, hey, I'm a woman owned small business enterprise, right? Out of your 700 million, out of your 700 million, can you give me a half a million? Can I get a quarter of $1 million to go deliver paper? Like, can I do that? You can do that. It's all about positioning and strategies. You have to be strategic about what you're going to do. And then now for those who also have nonprofits and you're thinking about saving the world and saving the family and saving your community and making change and being a part of what's happening to change what's happening in the world. Now you have buying power. Now you are in position to where you're generating enough revenue, right, to be a philanthropist in your community, to help build homeless, you know, housing and become a developer in your community. Now you have the power to, even if you build a single family home and make that a group home for veterans, right? Now you're contributing, but we're limited to what we can do and how much that we can do unless we understand how to leverage different vehicles, whether it's a business vehicle, right? So business is a vehicle, right? How to leverage that to go get the buying power, the money power, the revenues that we need to be a change maker, right? You understand? To go get that money to secure our future, to put up your own retirement and not worry about what's going to happen 20 years from now, because the world is in chaos, right? So you have to be the driver of your own designation. And I'm showing you some ways. This is just one of the many ways, you know, one of the many ways, one of the many ways to secure your own future, right? It doesn't matter if you've made a single penny in your business. That is why these programs are set aside. Right. So you want to show that you're broke. You want to show that so that you can qualify for these contracting set aside. So there's no excuses. We got to eliminate those excuses. All you have to do is get the certifications and understand the process. Right now, the how is something that I teach you inside my programs. If you want more information of how we can work together to help you get started with the government contracting process and understanding the certifications and how all that stuff plays out, go to $1 trillion government contracts.com. That is where you go. $1 trillion government contracts.com, and we can work together. I can help you through the process. Okay. Yes, preach that, Kawana. I'm excited for minority women certification. Okay. So for the woman's minority certification. Okay. So it's free. So if you haven't made money, right? It's just, so Nina, I would recommend that you check out, if you're inside the group, maybe you're on YouTube, but come into Facebook. We have a group. I have a free private group where I share tons of value, right? It's called the Government Contracting for Women and Minority Business Owners. Come there, right? Inside that group, you'll find tons of value, right? It's free to get certified as a woman business enterprise. So if you're looking to pay, then you're paying a third party. If you're looking to pay to get that certification, then you're probably looking at the national corporate certification for the woman business enterprise, which is only $350 a year, right? So that investment, make a way, right? We got clothes. I mean, I don't know how many pairs of shoes in my closet that I've never even worn. I'm trying to get rid of stuff this year. We have so many things that we can go sell and come up with the money, right? You have, friends and family members, maybe not, I don't know, bake a cake, sell that. You have to figure out a way to, if I'm showing you millions of dollars that's on the table, you have to figure out a way to make it happen for yourself because it's absolutely free. It's absolutely free to get certified as a government contractor, as a woman, minority, small business enterprise. It's free. Okay. So depending on what information you're looking at, you may just be in the wrong space. You're probably looking somewhere else. Right. But anyway, join the group. We have several people, you know, in the group that's, you know, that'll give you guidance a little bit. But also there's a lot of free trainings and a lot of great content as well. So I give a lot of, tons of value. I share a lot of information because I want to help my people grow, set my people free. Like I really do. I'm really passionate and serious about empowering small business owners. Like, so I'll give so much for free, but working with me, of course, there's an investment. And I want to say this one thing about investing, because for some small business owners, we get stuck, and I was there before, trust me. And this is how I know. And I can speak from that perspective because I was there. I remember I never wanted to invest in my business. I didn't want to invest in a coach. I didn't want to have to pay for nothing. I wanted free, right? There's only so far you can get for free. It's only so far. So if free was going to get you to the next step, everybody will be to the next step by now. Cause Google is been around, you know, for some years, some decades, some century. But sometimes you have to be willing to invest in yourself. Everything has a price in order for you to open up, right? Open up the blessing. So the first time I ever invested in myself, I'm going to tell you, it was a $2,000 program. And I've spent several thousands of dollars since then. But this is the first time. Here I am as a small business owner, and I didn't want to invest that. But I guess what? I wanted the result that program was telling me that I can get. And I was willing to take, I knew that I was in a position to where I can focus and be willing to take action. That $2,000 investment returned me more than $15,000 in like a 6-month period, right? So my return on investment opened up. But since then, that $2,000 investment, right, has reeled in millions of dollars for me. Millions of dollars. But I would not have been there. Like a year from the day that I made that decision, I would probably have been in the same position had I not made that sacrifice. I would have probably have been in the same position and never got to the other side had I not made that sacrifice. So that's why I'm a true believer of investing in myself and investing in my business. And I want to share that with you. Of course, there is an investment in order to work with me, but guess what? I'm showing you millions of dollars, right? So if you have the mindset that somebody's going to show you how to build a multi-million dollar business for free and they're not a nonprofit, then we need to change our mindset. I know several mindset coaches that can help us get there. And a reason why I share this is because I want you to get free. I want you to get free. I want you to remove those hurdles because investing is one of the best things you can do for your business. This year, I invested into a program. I think I spent like $6,000 into this particular program. And guess what? It reeled me multiple six figures in a 10-day period. So you can't tell me nothing about investing in myself and making the sacrifice and eliminating excuses. That thing works. Okay. The better you can position yourself, the better off you will be. But also, if you think that one source of forecasting is something, wait till you get certified and wait till you open up opportunities for yourself. Because not only does the government have all this money to spend for you as a trucker or as a small business owner in general, but corporations have similar programs. And this is all the stuff that I share inside my program. So I do hope, you know, to have the opportunity to help a lot of you this year, because my goal, I have goals for my own business, but I have several goals to help 1,000 businesses in the year of 2021 come up, right? And so, because I have things that I want to accomplish, and I know that there's things that you want to accomplish, and we're going to learn how to leverage this business, this thing that we created, this thing that we initiated and thought would change our lives. We're going to show you how to make it really change your life, okay? And how to make it really secure your future, and how to make it help you accomplish and have the buying power that you want to have, right? All right, so that is my spiel. That is my spiel for today. I just wanted you all to know that there's money in trucking, and you know, a lot of times I speak general for small business owners, but you know, sometimes I want to break it down, like, so you can know specifically there's money that's earmarked for you. And if you're in the trucking industry, if you know somebody in the trucking industry, you know somebody looking to get started in the trucking industry, you have to let them know. Outside of small, you know, private, you know, contracts or private customers, here's a lot of money that's already being spent in the trucking industry. And if you get in position, you can land some of those contracts. You could literally land, you know, half a million, multiple millions, billions, even in just trucking, right? And doing business with the government. That's just one large client, right? One. If you can land one large client, then you're good. You're set for the rest of your life. So I just wanted to share that with you all. So if you want to work with me, let's work. Stay connected and join us. But also, you know, let's share your milestones, share where you are, share what certifications you have, because you know, we need to be working together, right? We can work together as minority women and certified businesses that are maybe veteran owned. Like, there's a lot of contracts that are set aside specifically for various groups. The greater the number, the greater the contract, right? So if we work together, you know, we can all eat together as well. All right. Have a good one. And I'll see you all next time.